Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple's Identity Refreshing!
Hello and welcome to the second season of Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for the Pine Knob Music Theater in Independence Township, Michigan, now celebrating its 51st year of operation. I'm your host, Gary Graff, and in this episode, we'll be talking to Carlos Santana, who brings his band to Pine Knob on Thursday, June 29th, and to Shirley Manson of Garbage, which performs there on Thursday, July 6th. Before we get to those, here's a quick look at what's coming up at Pine Knob between now and our next episode. The Dave Matthews Band continues its annual Pine Knob tradition on June 27th. Anita Baker comes home for her first Pine Knob concert since 2010 on Sunday, July 2nd. And Post Malone brings his If Y'all Weren't Here, I'd Be Crying tour to Pine Knob on July 11th. Not many artists have played as many shows at Pine Knob as Santana, but last year's was certainly one of the most memorable. Fans might recall that mid-show on a sweltering hot evening last July 5th, Carlos Santana collapsed from dehydration and had to be taken to the hospital. He was and is fine, but it seemed like the logical point to begin our chat with the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
No, I wasn't concerned because being inside my body, I knew that I made the big mistake of not eating that day and not drinking any water. So basically, since it was so hot that day and also hot with the lights, I just basically dehydrated it.
All right. We make sure somebody to get you to catering that night when you're here, okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't eat because I got food poisoning the day before in Chicago. So everything that I ate, I would just throw up again, you know. So that's why I was weak because food poisoning took a lot out of my body. My stomach was just raw and pissed off. I didn't want to deal with anything, not even water. So I just braved it, and since I love Earth, Wind, and Fire and Santana, I went out there and gave him my best. But in the middle of the concert, I just ran out of juice. Oh, no, this time I drank some water, and I ate. I have a lot of energy, and I'm not going to be dehydrated or pass out.
I did have to laugh that you had made your remark about the tequila and weed diet, like, just before that.
Well, you know, I tell people, if you can close your eyes with the two fingers that you point, touch your nose with your eyes closed after you drink tequila and you smoke some weed, you're pretty good. You know, you're able to create something. But the reason I say that with humor is that we have been given the power to equilibrium, balance, and confidence. That's what's happening. Whether you're Bruce Lee or a world-class athlete, you need balance, equilibrium, confidence. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it seems like you've found the way to have that.
Oh, yes. By grace, through all these years, I learned, and I keep learning from the best. You know, I have learned that where Stevie Ray is and Jimi Hendrix is and Jeff Beck and Burt Bacharach and so many people that we love who transcended to the other side, you know, where they are, they can't French kiss because they don't have a tongue over there, you know. You can't feel your fingers because you don't have any fingers. You're just energy, pure thought and consciousness. So I know where they are. They probably miss hugging and tasting food and French kissing, you know. So I'm going to do that 100% even more for them and for myself.
Is it a matter of channeling that spirit then into the music, like you say, so it comes out through your fingers and then through the instrument?
Yes, thank you for saying that. Thank you. You know, this is a very meaningful question, and I wish more journalists would venture into this frequency, because this is the frequency that people come out of their houses to be bathed in. You know, it's not about Santana, it's about what Santana brings. And what Santana brings is a spirit of unity, harmony, and oneness. Since Woodstock, and you can just, you know, you can see it and hear it even with the sound off. Since the beginning, Santana next to Jimi Hendrix and Sly Stone and great, great musicians, The Who, you know, we bring our own brand of joy and energy. It's a frequency. It's a vibration, and it's a sound.
The title of Santana's current tour is 1001 Rainbows. What's that mean?
It means that I'm letting people know that I live in Las Vegas and also in Kauai. I've been living here in Kauai for the last 2 years and also Las Vegas. And here in Kauai, you see these incredible rainbows, breathtaking rainbows, and waterfalls. People used to say, everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. Now, when you're in Kauai, you're more alive than ever in paradise and in heaven.
After nearly 55 years of leading his band from Woodstock and beyond, we asked Santana how he goes about making a set list from his vast catalog.
That's a very good question. Yes, I've been listening to a lot of new music, at least for my fingers in my heart. I know people get out of their house to come and hear certain songs by Santana, and they will receive that, you know, and we will do our best to make them fresh and new and genuine.
A new documentary titled Carlos, directed by Michigan native Rudy Valdez, debuted at this year's Tribeca Film Festival and will go into wide release this fall. As for new music, Santana tells us,
I got 7 pies in the oven right now, and they all have to do with the times that we're living. Like, for example, in all the news, they talk about Russia, Korea, China, and the Middle East with the atomic bomb, constantly selling fear. So I want to create a CD, a play on Broadway, and possibly a tour called Atomic Bomb. And I want to make fun of the atomic bomb, because when you listen to music by Charlie Mingus, Sun Ra, and African bands approaching the subject of atomic bomb, it's hilarious. You know, like Sun Ra will say, nuclear war, nuclear war. If they drop the bomb, you can kiss your ass goodbye, you know. And so it's funny, you know. So I want to interject humor and move aside fear, you know, because there's too much fear on TV and radio and everywhere. And I think that we need music to bring unity, harmony, and oneness, and humor. Because I am determined, while I am in this planet, to be like a master chef and make life delicious for everybody.
Now, on to Garbage, which has become a fixture at Pine Knob lately. The group, which formed during 1993 in Madison, Wisconsin, was with Alanis Morissette during 2021, and returned last summer with Tears for Fears. Singer Shirley Manson tells us that Pine Knob is a venue Garbage has always looked forward to playing.
Oh my God, we're all obsessed with Pine Knob. We love Pine Knob. It's just a beautiful venue. They treat you well and everyone's cool and there's no problems with the local crews. They're all respectful and kind and helpful and, yeah, just full love for Pine Knob.
This year, Garbage is on the road with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, renewing a friendship that Manson says dates back nearly 30 years to when he was in Oasis.
Yeah, we were recording in Smart Studios and they were on MTV and everything ground to a halt whenever their video came on, you know. Just this phenomenal voice mixed with this great, you know, wall of guitar noise and really astute songwriting. So yeah, we were blown away by them, and we actually were lucky enough, you know, we were on a sort of tour of American radio festivals, I think in 1995. Noel doesn't remember this. We met the Gallagher brothers, and I loved them. And because, you know, Britpop was very misogynistic and very cliquey. And, you know, as a woman, I wasn't really invited into that scene. When I met Noel, so charming to me, you know, and you remember that stuff. You know, you remember when somebody goes out their way to be cool with you and charming and spend time with you, you know. So, yeah, I love them. I love
him. Garbage has released 7 studio albums and scored hits such as It Only Happens When It Rains, Stupid Girl, Number One Crush, Push It, I Think I'm Paranoid, and Special. It has a formidable track record, but Manson says the band is continually surprised by its success.
I was convinced by my age, you know, I'm 56, that I would no longer be making music. I'd no longer be in a band, and I would no longer be able to tour and have these kind of pleasures. So, as I said, it's very strange to be here at this age and realize that all the fears I had when I was young, like, you know, I can remember doing version 2.0 of thinking, I just don't want this to go away. I love this. I love this so much. And then to get to this point in my life and go, wow, it didn't disappear. It didn't go anywhere. It's still right here. It's like really strange.
What's on tap for Garbage's future?
strangely, we are in the throes of making our 8th record, which to me just blows my mind. And I had hip surgery in January, and so the band continued without me, just writing instrumentals. And they have been tremendously productive. I was shocked. Like, I'm struggling to keep up. Like, I'm having to, catch up. In the middle of the night, I'll send them a text. I've come up with something for song number 8, you know. So it's a different procedure this time, making this record. It's very strange and, in a way, exciting, because we've never done it like this, and I guess not since the first record, really. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what comes out. It's definitely got a different flavour to the last record, but it's difficult to say before it's actually done, because it changes so quickly. It can change. A song can change literally in half an hour, and then, boom, it's off in a different direction. So we'll see, but just happy to be here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I know it sounds like such a cliche, but I just really am. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I can't believe I'm on our 8th record. I can't believe we're going on tour with Noel Gallagher in the summer. It's just ridiculous.
And that's it for this episode. Our thanks to Carlos Santana and Shirley Manson for their time. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Zach Clark and Brian Fisher and can be found via odyssey.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out on the hill.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!